T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. California is now the first state in the country to mandate later start times at public schools. KCBS's Holly Kwan joins us with more on the story.
So Susan, starting in 2022, schools cannot start any earlier than 8 a.m. for middle schools, 8:30 for high school. Doctors have long said that 60 to 70% of secondary school kids don't get enough sleep. Dr. Carol Ash is a sleep expert with Robert Woods Johnson Bernadette's Health in New Jersey. She joined CBS this morning.
It can cause poor academic performance, drowsy driving, depression, loneliness, social isolation, addictive behaviors, and weight gain, obesity, and hypertension. So it has a significant health and mental impact.
Studies show that when kids get more rest, their grades go up, absenteeism goes down. What key experts say is to establish a regular sleep schedule, both weekdays and weekends. Now, school boards oppose the bill, saying they didn't want the state interfering in local decisions. Most kids sleeping in this morning because of a holiday. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Thanks, Holly. Well, turns out they will not be charging a toll for you to drive down the so-called crookedest street in the world. A lot of talk over the past year about implementing a reservation and fee system for that stretch of Lombard Street in San Francisco, but Governor Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have allowed the city to try the idea. Newsom says he wants to keep the street accessible to everyone, no matter whether they can pay or not. People who live there long complained of gridlock, noise, and litter from tourists. City tourism officials estimate 6,000 people visit that one-block stretch of street on Lombard every day during the summer. The lines of cars can go on for blocks.
The California Public Utilities Commission will be investigating PG&E's massive power outages last week. This according to Bay Area State Senator Jerry Hill. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub tells us even the head of the utility has admitted that the company made several mistakes.
Senator Hill says the power outages were too disruptive for residents and businesses, and he questions, like many, whether the size and scope was necessary. He says he's glad that state regulators will investigate.
I think what has to happen today is the Public Utilities Commission, I sent them a letter this last week, and fortunately the president, the new president of the PUC, made the comments that she's going to move forward quickly in looking at the power shutoff and do a root cause analysis is what I'd like to see them do. Let's start from start to stop and to the end to look at every aspect of this power shutoff.
Hill suggests that no matter the outcome of a CPUC examination, PG&E may need to be split up. In San Rafael, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Good news, bad news story about gas prices this morning. The good news, they haven't gone up much in the last couple of days. The bad news, they already had gone up a lot, and gas prices here in California remain sky high. In fact, as of this morning, we're paying about 58% more per gallon than the nationwide average. That works out to a statewide average of $4.18 for a gallon of regular. Prices in San Jose and Oakland, according to AAA, are right about on that number. While gasoline in San Francisco, as usual, is about 10 cents a gallon more expensive.
On this Columbus Day, dozens of Native American canoes are paddling out from San Francisco to Alcatraz. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us from Aquatic Park with more on this first-of-its-kind protest.
The canoes are now hitting the water. One by one, they are heading out from the beach here at Aquatic Park and into the bay, straight toward Alcatraz Island, which we can just see through the mists out there. And they are of all shapes and colors from across the state and across the West Coast. I've been talking to one of the people watching this event. What is your name again?
Christina O'Lara.
And what tribe are you affiliate with?
I'm from Grand Ronde, Oregon. We have a bunch of different tribes who are moved to that reservation.
How do you feel about this, the journey to Alcatraz?
It's really wonderful. We have, my grandmother was part of the Relocation Act in 1954, so she moved down here actually and had some kids down here, and so we have family actually who we are obviously running into, and they were all part of my grandmother, Burro Contreras, who's part of the occupation, and so it feels really good to It feels really good. I don't have any other words except for, you know, it's wonderful to see all the canoes go out and have all these people here and be part of a huge event.
Thank you for your time. It is quite a sight. This is, of course, the 50th anniversary of the occupation by Native Americans of Alcatraz Island from, I believe, 1969 to 1972. So this is quite an event to commemorate 50 years. One of the boats heading out right now is a Thule boat made from Thules right here in the Bay Area. From Aquatic Park in San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Thanks, Matt. Meantime, crews have spent several hours power washing the Christopher Columbus statue at the base of San Francisco's Coit Tower after vandals struck. The statue splashed with red paint just before the Italian Heritage Parade in North Beach, which is staged each year in honor of Columbus Day. The words, "Destroy all monuments of genocide and kill all colonizers," were written below the statue. Today's holiday used to be called Columbus Day in San Francisco. It still is in some other places, but San Francisco now refers to it as Indigenous Peoples Day after a decision by the Board of Supervisors last year.